Hello?
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
Yes, I'm speaking with Leslie.
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, so I just wanted to follow up with you. I understand that you are interested in receiving services with our agency.
Right. I'm going to be the caregiver. I'm not ambassador, but they might not get the renewal of their contract. It might expire October the 1st. With the
Okay.
Mary Health.
Okay, so what we need to do on our part is we're going to reach out to your service coordinator and request a updated valid authorization sent over to us so that we can start servicing. Okay?
Okay, and well, is that all that needs to be done?
That needs to be done, and the only other thing that needs to be done is for you to sign up as a caregiver.
What will that entail?
So I'll have a member from HR send over an email with a list of documents that we require. It shouldn't take long, depending on what you have, depending if you have an updated TB test or not.
I just had one done back in, I think, 2023.
Okay, so it must be done within the year. So I'll have Monica speak to you about
You mean
that.
that I have to go through all of that and get another one?
You have to
Oh.
get another one and then just some IDs and fill out an application. But that'll all be explained to you via email or phone call within hopefully the next 24 hours.
Oh, okay, but I've got to go through that TB thing.
Yeah, the agency will repay you once you begin working.
All right. Is that it then? That's the only thing?
Yes, you will get an email to verify that, but everything else is pretty self-explanatory. An I-9 form and a W-4 form that you'll fill out. So you can complete that, and then we'll get the authorization, and then we'll be ready to start.
What's the 994 plan?
I-9 form. An I-9 form is a form that verifies that you're a U.S. citizen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
Okay.
right. Sounds good.
Yep. So we'll be in touch and you can give me a call if you do have any questions along the way. All right. And you
Well,
have a
I
good
have
day.
one right now. I have one
Sure.
right now. In the event I get my son to have a waiver, little Sully, and it's an Oprah waiver, if he gets passed with getting it, I'd like to have him added on. I do eight for my other son, and then I do eight for the other, and I'm considered, of course, already a live-in.
You can do that. If your other son is valid to receive services with us, you can work for both of them. That's not a problem.
Okay, now this is a question. Do you have other people that are doing that right now, doing 16 hours?
Other caregivers who are working 16 hours? Yes.
Yes. Do they live in with the cases or do they drive just to the caregiving place? I'm
So
just
it
curious.
depends. Yeah, the majority of our patients are have the caregivers who either live with them or are family members. There are a good percentage, I would say about 25%, that don't know the patient at all and are hired from the company. But
Okay.
most of them are family members or friends that
And
the
do you
patients
see them
hire.
get, does a person get compensated for the 16 hours?
You're saying as far as gas-wise goes, or just pay in
No, no,
general?
no. No. Does a person get compensated for 16 hours per day?
16 hours per day, yes. We can
And
pay, each shift can be up to 16 hours. We do pay overtime, so you can work however many hours you want. Any hour worked over 40 hours per week will be paid time and a half.
okay, so like if I would be 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's feasible?
Yes, we can do that.
And what's the rate of pay for that
So
per
I would
hour?
have to get that checked over by a supervisor, and get back to you on that one. because every case is different. So you're saying right now just for Alvin.
Yeah, just for Alvin, what's my rate of pay going to be?
I'll let you know. I'll get back to you on that. I'm going to run over the details as far as your insurance goes with the supervisor, and then we'll be in touch about that.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.